100 years of making a difference in your community. That's Country Financial. Now back to WJBC.
How has it been having a local company bring you along to tell the story of their history during this 100th year?
Well, it's been a wonderful and unique partnership, one I'm really thankful to be part of. And as I've done the research, as I've delved into the primary and secondary source material, both at IAA and Country Financial and our own archives, I've really come to appreciate the role that the Country Financial and the IAA family of companies have played since their arrival in early 1959 as they began the relocation process, which would last about 2.5 years before they dedicate the main headquarters in September of 1961. So, yes, Country Financial and the IAA family of companies are one of the leading employers in the community, and that makes them very important. And they've managed to thrive and survive, and their role in the community has only increased over the years as other major employers have disappeared from the scene. I'm thinking of Eureka, General Electric, General Telephone, but yet Country Financial is as strong as when they first arrived some 66 years ago.
What is one interesting fact that you want to share now that most people probably don't know about country's history?
I think the connection between Illinois Wesleyan University and IAA and Country Financial during that relocation period, again, about February 1959 to September 1961, as IAA and Country began to relocate office workers down here, there was a dearth of office space available. So they began to work with Illinois Wesleyan to occupy existing buildings, North Hall and Duration Hall. So by the spring of 1959, Country insurance employees are moving into classrooms on the Illinois Wesleyan campus. But that's not enough. So IAA will pay for and construct two buildings on the Wesleyan campus. We know one of those today as the Center for Liberal Arts. That was originally known as Scherf Hall. And the other one was a field house later named for Fred Young, the longtime sports editor of the Pantograph and alum of Illinois Wesleyan. So two buildings are constructed by IAA and Country Insurance specifically to house their employees until the completion of the headquarters in the fall of 1961. Once the headquarters is open, then those two buildings are turned over to Illinois Wesleyan. And the cost was about $600,000 back in 1959, 1960. You always have to adjust for inflation. So we're talking about, you know, an investment that IAA and Country made to the Wesleyan campus of more than $6 million in today's dollars.
We are a better community because of you. Thank you for your passion for researching and delivering this history. I honestly mean it. You shake your head over there like, yeah, it's my job. We are stronger because of you. Thank you for your hard work.
You.
Norris, can you speak to what it means to have a company like Country ask you to help represent their history within this community?
Sure. I'm glad to do that, but let me preface that with I refer to Bill as our rock star.
Yeah, I agree 100%. He probably wants no attention.
He doesn't.
And which is crazy because he is keeping this county alive for generations to come due to the hard work that he's putting in now. Generations to come will benefit from his research.
And that leads me into my answer to your question. Our mission at the museum is to preserve, educate, and collaborate in sharing the diverse stories of McLean County residents. And Bill is the rock star in doing that. The collaboration piece is critical to making the history come to life. And our partnership with Country not only has helped us financially, it also enriched the experience of those visiting the museum this year. It gave Country an accessible platform to share and celebrate their story with the community. And it fits nicely with our current emphasis on experience-based opportunities to engage your senses, facilitate discovery, and inspire curiosity. So if you're listening and your organization might want to partner with the museum, you can find my information on our website at mchistory.org, and I'd be happy to have that conversation.
All right. If somebody wants to find out more information about anything going on at the museum and its happenings, give that website one more time and tell everybody your location if they don't know where it is.
So the website is mchistory.org, and we're located in the center of downtown Bloomington on what we refer to as the Museum Square, that was once upon a time referred to as the Old Courthouse Square, where the Farmers Market takes place every Saturday during the summer months.
Fantastic. Sarah, where can people go to learn more about Country Financial?
Countryfinancial.com. Always also our social channels, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. And one more time, we hope everyone in the community will join us on Tuesday, September 16th at 6:30 p.m. For Bill's presentation on some of our history.